Thank you very much, Louise. Now it's 17 minutes to nine. Let's cross back to Laura McKeever, who's down among the chicklets near Edinburgh. Explain, Laura.
Chicklets, Gillian, are what they call those behind the new business startups here at the Entrepreneurial Spark Hub at the Royal Bank of Scotland's headquarters in Edinburgh. Now, they refer to this hub as a hatchery. It's a place to nurture and support companies in their first steps. About 80 are being housed here in what used to be the disgraced former chief executive Fred Goodwin's executive wing. So why has RBS joined this programme and why in this building? A short time ago, I spoke to the current chief executive of the bank, Ross McEwan.
Well, it's very symbolic of what we're trying to do with the organisation is make it a much more open organisation. So an area that used to have restricted access for even our own staff is now open to entrepreneurs who are building small businesses into large businesses with Entrepreneurial Sparks help and with our support.
Now, you've had some bad press when it comes to small business and there's still some investigations into what went on in the past. Is it the right time to be doing this?
Look, we are the largest supporters of businesses right throughout the UK. So this is part of our business and a strong part of our business, and we should be supporting small businesses. So small businesses, getting them going in the UK actually creates a great economy. So a large organisation like ourselves needs to be in there with areas like our Entrepreneurial Spark support to get new businesses going. This will get the UK moving.
And why are small businesses so important? Because they're hard at the beginning, aren't they? They're not going to make money for a while. So what is it that makes you think that something's worth investing in, that it will grow and end up being profitable, maybe become a medium-sized business?
Well, one of the great things about Entrepreneurial Spark, they have a very, very thorough program of how to get an idea into a business with the greatest of success rates. And these success rates are over 80%, which is world class for small businesses becoming larger businesses. So there is a formula here. It works. We know it works. This is our ninth centre. It just happens to be right in the heart of our head office here in Gogaburn in Edinburgh. And my view is if you don't get small businesses growing, Scotland won't grow and the UK won't grow. So it's as simple as that.
And they could be future customers for you, particularly as they try to scale up.
Yeah, there's no compulsion for them to bank with us. We give support. The facilities are free. They have to qualify to get in through Entrepreneurial Spark. They were five times oversubscribed here. So the people that are in here are very special. They have got ideas and businesses that we believe will grow and Entrepreneurial Spark believe will grow. But we're also creating here an entrepreneurial ecosystem for Scotland here inside the business, because we also have Scottish Edge. We've also got the Prince's Trust and all of those parts of the ecosystem that make small businesses successful right here in the heart of our business.
And what kind of criteria are you looking for? Because any time that you do invest in something small, you are expecting it to do well. What do you want to hear from people when they're starting up a business?
The people that come in here have to have a desire to be successful with their idea. So they can have a great idea, but they have to. We work with them to think it through. How will this actually create value for them and for customers as well? So it's a very well-trodden path that Jim Duffy, who's the CEO, the chief optimist, as he calls himself, for Entrepreneurial Spark has, and it's working right across the country now. But it's very important that they have a good idea, but most people fail because they don't then know how to put it into place. And that's the support that's given here by Entrepreneurial Spark and by RBS.
And one big criticism of our lack of growth of small business in Scotland is the block on finance, that inability to extend and scale up.
Yeah, that is the case, because many of these have an idea. They don't have anything that's actually backing them. So it's the idea that somebody's backing. Where we can't fund them, we do help them through Entrepreneurial Spark to find the funding if it's a fundable proposition. And that may be through a peer-to-peer lending process, or it might be through an investor of sorts or an angel investor. So that's part of the process that Entrepreneurial Spark will take them through, is how do they fund their ventures. And if we can, as a bank, do so. But there are many things that banks won't do because they actually need some equity behind them. But if they've got a great idea, they've got a great chance of getting it through here with Entrepreneurial Spark and RBS.
Now, many entrepreneurs, would-be entrepreneurs and even bigger businesses will have had, they've had a rough start to the year. The global economy has been in turmoil. This week has been particularly difficult, and especially for the big banks. As CEO of RBS, how have you felt this week? And what do you think is going wrong? Investors are losing confidence in the banks, it seems.
Well, what's come out in the last 2 months is that interest rates will stay lower for a lot longer, and that does have an impact on banks' income, so therefore it feeds through into the share price. But the one thing that we have been doing over the last few years is building an incredibly strong bank, because banks need to have great capital that underpin their strength, and that's what we've been rebuilding over the last couple of years. And I think we're in a really good position to look after the UK, where the last time the crisis came, we were not in that position. So good strength, a much simpler bank, not finished yet, but also focused very strongly on customers. Those are the three things that we've been working on for 3 years, and those are the things that are starting to show through now. So we want to be here for businesses, we want to be here for individuals, but we have to be strong, which is what we are today.
Do you feel this week's a panic blip?
My view is always don't hold your nerve while everybody else is panicking. Stay very calm in these circumstances. And when you've got good capital and good funding like we have, you're in a good shape. So I'm very confident about our ability. But the other thing that's been happening over the last number of years is the regulators have been making sure that the banking system has enough underlying capital to get themselves through a major crisis. So I think the banking system is in good shape here in the UK.
Ross McEwan there, RBS chief executive, holding his nerve, he says, in a very difficult week, it has to be said, for the global stock market and for banks in particular. Well, that's all from us for this morning from Entrepreneurial Sparks Hub at Royal Bank of Scotland in Goggerburn. I can tell you these guys are going to go far. They're already at their desks working away. Some of them were in even earlier this morning. So good luck to them all. And thank you for hosting us and talking to us. Back to you, Gillian and Gary.